Q&A, questions and answers. Note, responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine. Question. I just started high school. There's so much swearing and bad stuff. How do I deal with it? Response from the New Era. Sometimes it feels like swearing, immorality, and other social problems are surrounding us more and more. We know that this is a sign of the last days. See 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. But what can we do to protect ourselves and combat it? Remember that in order to have the Spirit of the Lord with us, we need to keep our thoughts and actions clean. One way is to choose friends who share the same standards. Another way is to find other things to focus on, such as a favorite hymn, a scripture, or a favorite quote by a trusted leader. As we keep the commandments and build our testimonies, it becomes easier to resist temptations that are all around us. There are times when it's difficult to avoid bad language. That's when we need to do as the Apostle Paul teaches, "Be thou an example of the believers, in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. We're examples of the believers when we keep our language clean and let those around us know what our standards are. Matthew T. 18 from Nevada, USA said, "You can make a big difference just by living your standards and being yourself. People will notice your good behavior because it's different, and they may ask you about it or change their behavior because of you."
Responses from New Era readers. Ignore the language. I go to a small school where inappropriate language is used often. It's hard to walk through the hallway and listen to it. I had a hard time with it at first, but when I was at a youth fireside, someone mentioned that having a playlist of church music in your head would help you ignore the language. I tried it, and it works for me. You can also kindly ask them to avoid speaking like that around you. As you do this, you'll need courage. Remember Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. "Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." Emily A., age 17, Missouri, USA.
Know what's right. It's hard sometimes to listen to people say bad things. I've learned that the best way to avoid bad language at school is to be yourself and share the gospel. Knowing what's right is helpful. God knows that your example will impact those who need it. You can make a difference with your example. Brianna M., 13, Oregon, USA.
Concentrate on the Savior. I hear a lot of swearing on the school bus. To counter it, I like to read the scriptures. In doing so, I don't have to listen to the swearing and I can concentrate on the Savior. Jaron G., 16, Washington, USA.
Lead by example. Encourage others to stop swearing. Don't be afraid to leave your table at lunch if someone refuses to stop. If you can't avoid it, try to ignore it. Fill your mind with uplifting things like hymns. Review the standards in the For the Strength of Youth booklet often. Find good friends who have the same standards as you, and that will help. Sam N., age 14, Wyoming, USA.
Start with a different perspective. Sometimes it isn't what you do at school that makes a difference, but what you do not do. When I entered junior high, I wanted to be a great example to others. Heavenly Father showed me that the best way to start was to not participate in swearing or other bad activities. This is a great way to start becoming the kind of example you want to be, because it shows people your standards. Anna G., 15, Michigan, USA.
Be positive. I have found that two things help to handle the swearing and inappropriate content of today's world. First, find something else to focus on instead, whether it's thinking of a blessing that day, remembering words to a favorite hymn, or something else that's positive. Second, pray to and show love for your Heavenly Father. He loves you and can help you through anything. Trust in Him and stay positive. Anna G., 16, Utah, USA.
Sidebar. Speak up. Sometimes we can remove ourselves from language that is profane or vulgar. If this is not possible, we can at least register an objection so that others cannot conclude that our silence means approval. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Reverent and Clean, April 1986 General Conference. Upcoming question. People make fun of me for standing up for what's right, even at church activities. What can I do? Send your answer and photo by December 15, 2016. Go to newera.lds.org and click Submit Your Work. Sign in with your LDS account and then select New Era under Choose Magazine. Type your information, click Add File to select your file and photos, and then click Submit to upload and send us your file. Responses may be edited for length or clarity. End of Q&A, questions and answers.